And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out.
He's Andy Shilton and I'm Rose France, and coming up on today's show...
Trans Pride.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I missed those two words.
The organisers are here with more details.
World Aid Day.
Brigstow are back.
And Bristol Pride.
They never down their tools, do they?
It's all very complicated.
Did you read this before this?
All, no, I didn't, because I haven't just got the
all
notes.
Coming today.
All that more.
Well, I think that earns
that
the
fail.
Award for the worst one in
do you know what?
Eight years.
Yeah, but I was only given it 30 seconds before the show. I'm not Victoria Derbyshire. Currently, she's brilliant. She can just give her the paper, off she goes.
Yeah, come on.
Boom.
Come on, you've got to get learning.
Yeah. I was a bit confused because I had to say your name, Andy. He's Andy Shilton. It's a bit like Morecambe and Wise, isn't it?
Well, you know, I did
he's
say
Andy,
you were right with
I'm
it. You said, yeah, you know, I mean, I can just do it. Anyway, how are you? I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
Hello, Mitch.
Yeah.
Hello, Andy. How are you doing?
So we're a very packed studio today as well.
Yeah.
We've even got guests in with us already, which we shall say hello to in a minute, which we don't normally do in this bit, do we?
It's
kind of exciting.
No.
But yeah, really, really packed show coming up. And we've got some kind of exclusives as well coming up, because we'll be talking to the Brigstow Project, because it's coming up for World Aids Day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, there's been a huge, great furore in the press over the fact that... these
spithood
things, and
the
even the Somerset issue. Police, and we've actually managed to talk to Sue Mount-Stephen today.
Did you?
So yeah, that's coming up a bit later on.
Brilliant.
So,
can I say, for people listening, I've got this very huge chair, which is it's very tall, and I keep thinking there's someone standing behind me, but it's not. It's just the chair.
That's where I need the mastermind thing.
Can I just say,
just bringing it out there?
Can I just say, you might be slightly unnerved by the coat hanger behind you?
Yeah, there's a coat hanger too. I don't know how I work in these conditions. Come on, Andy. I'm with Thomas.
She's unnerved.
Steph, come back. Always forgiven.
Can I introduce the guests? Go on. They're here.
All right, hang on.
Oh.
Oh, this is actually...
Oh. Now.
So our show this week, quite a special one actually.
We're going to be talking about Trans Pride, and with us in the studio are Spencer and Sophie, and we've got Mitch, who's going to interview them, as it were, but
as
not really interview. Don't
really.
Be frightened.
Don't be
ladies
frightened.
And gents.
Thanks, Rose. So hi, Sophie and Spencer.
Hi.
So I'm just going to pass it over to you, basically, because you're kind of in the know as to what's going on for the weekend of events for
this weekend.
In fact, it starts tomorrow. Can you just tell us a little bit about what's going to happen over the weekend?
We're starting tomorrow. We have the vigil at Bristol SU for Trans Day of Remembrance, which was actually on Monday, but we're doing it on Friday.
SU, is that the one up by the Anson Room?
Yeah, up in Clifton. The Anson Rooms.
Nice big venue now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great,
Students'
nice
Union for those who
SU.
Don't...
Students' Union.
Don't get the...
it's not someone called Sue. It's
yep. Two student. So that is tomorrow at 6 in the evening until 9 o'clock. We're joined by LGBT Bristol and also Mindline Trans Plus, so to commemorate Trans Day of Remembrance. Then we're continuing the weekend on Saturday with our community day, which I think Sophie can talk about more.
Yeah, we've got 12 till 4 at the station. We've got a number of groups coming in. We've also got Natasha from Terence Higgins Trust offering HIV testing. If anyone's interested in actually being tested, if they go to the Terence Higgins table and speak to either Natasha or Mike...
That's one of them fast turnarounds.
That's one of those fast turnarounds, The results come through within 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's brilliant. And what sort of time is that,
Sophie? That's throughout the day from 12 till 4. Just go to Terence Higgins' table and actually speak to them directly, and then they can sort out the testing and go from there.
And that's down at the station?
That's at the station,
In Silver Street,
Great.
Great. Yeah, and then we're continuing the day on Saturday. There's youth activities as well for under 18s also at the station.
That's with Creative Youth Network.
Right. So what kind of things are they doing?
It's basically just meeting up. We got a youth sort of almost like an after party set up with them.
All right, cool.
So hopefully, again, the 2 hours of activities within the youth network, and then just a get together and just.
Do you know off the top of your head what age group it's available for?
Under 18s generally.
So usually 13 to 19, isn't it? And then, you know, especially other groups sometimes, especially off the record, have 19 plus, but it's usually 19 or under. Which, isn't it?
Trying again this year too. We had a good youth activities last year with Off Record and Freedom Youth, and we're trying to encourage again this year and increase more awareness for the youth side of things. So Creative Youth said they would help, so hopefully we should have a good event off of them as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant, isn't it, that they're getting on board with that and encouraging, because I know they've got a big membership of LGBT plus young people that actually use Creative Youth Network generally, so
So again, obviously with Old Market, it's the older people area, so we're trying to encourage with the space we have in the station, we can get more youth in, hopefully, fingers crossed.
And then still going on Sunday as well, aren't you?
Still on Saturday we've got...
On Saturday.
So much going
on. Busy.
We've got our community information day, 12 to 4 in the station, and then we've got also a fashion show with a designer from London coming down. That's at To The Moon.
We've got catwalk type thing as well.
We do. At 4 o'clock, so that should be really exciting. We're also having some meet-ups at different bars, like Bear Bar,
Gin
Palace.
Seth will do it for you.
Come along.
We'll see you there.
Nice.
I'm not part of this show, remember?
No, but Steph doesn't really do dresses, do you, Dan?
You'd be on the catwalk, couldn't you? You know, shaking your little tush and.
You do it, Andy.
I cannot remember the last time I wore a dress or a skirt.
Last year at the awards.
I could.
Last year at the awards. I saw you in a dress.
We'll see you there then. we're continuing with some meetups in the city at different bars. So Gin Palace, Spare Bar, for trans men, trans women, non-binary people. Really good chance to get down in the city, actually make some friends and make some connections. Hang out with other trans people. That's something that, you know, a lot of trans people find is you're on your own, so it's really
correct me if I'm wrong, your motto is very similar to like the other prize, isn't it? It's Trans Pride, but it doesn't mean you have to be trans to
you can
be a friend and ally on LGBT or even heterosexual.
Anyone's welcome to come along. Any questions, just
attitude
ask.
Attitude free.
That's it,
So are you taking over Old Market for Saturday evening?
I think we have pretty much got the whole area, Saturday and Sunday,
I warn you, it could be a lot of fun on that.
Old Market as well, Old Market Assembly, we've got the after party.
You're at the Assembly?
At the Assembly as well.
Oh, nice.
We've got that 5 till 2 o'clock in the morning.
What day is that? Saturday night?
That's a Saturday
still
night.
On Saturday.
Still on Saturday.
Still on Saturday.
Transit Dance is our after party. So then we've got to survive that to be back in Old Market for 11 o'clock for Sophie LaBelle.
On Sunday morning.
Back at the Assembly Room?
That's at Dutch.
I haven't been in Dutch yet, actually.
So Sophie LaBelle is the...
trans artist from Assigned Male.
Yes.
Yeah, she's currently in Germany at the moment. So she's coming in from Germany for one day into Bristol, and then flying back to Germany the same night.
Oh, amazing.
Included us as a special stop on her tour.
That's really sweet.
And new venue then as well, you know, it's a different venue, isn't it?
Well, it's formerly The Retreat, wasn't it?
It's changed very much now,
Gin Bar. I've been past it, it's been quite well done out. But having said that, I mean, the Assembly Rooms used to be the main club, didn't it, in Old Market, and that's now a very nice, lovely food in there as well, if you get there early enough to eat beforehand.
That's brilliant. That's excellent.
Is that all?
No, can people get your email or website?
Our website being is transpridesw.webs.com, and we're on Facebook as well. It is Trans Pride Southwest.
I think on the Facebook you can just search for it.
Pops that's up. That's brilliant. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
But remind me, you have one other event. I think
just
you
really quickly
wanted to mention, didn't you?
Really quickly, and it's just for people if you happen to be in London on Saturday,
London.
You know that
we
big city.
In the southwest. It's
we've got listeners all over, Andy. Be positive.
Go on.
Come on.
Respect me.
Anyway,
good.
There's a festival on called. It's the end of the festival, the 10th anniversary of Gay Wise Festival, and Gay Wise Festival, and it's the 10th anniversary. It's called Arts and Protest. Short and Girlies happen to be performing. That's why I'm kind of giving it a little plug.
I had a connection somewhere.
And it's at St Pancras New Parish Church Hall. Somewhere, I think.
Tea and cakes for all.
They've got a big festival there. Anyway.
I won't lie, actually. The Short and Girlies are worth travelling to London to see.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. 7:30 to 9:30.
It's just that odd one, Mitch. It's just that odd one,
that Bristol one who just sounds like she should be wearing the Wurzels or something.
I can hear someone starting up their motor now and jetting down the motorway.
Come along, come see me. And others as well. But yes, have a lovely weekend, folks.
Cool, thank you very much. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's James Hyde. And More Than Friends. So the music's going to go all over the place this week. So, and I'm really sorry. I completely got distracted and didn't get the tracks in that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, well, that's
too.
No problem.
So, but welcome to our new studio.
Hello.
Those are the dulcet tones of Darren Carter. Yeah. If anyone recognises him.
I'm sorry. We have you on so often. I get so used to it. So. But yeah, it's odd though. We don't normally talk to you in November about Pride, do we? But it's really nice. Because, I mean, it's almost becoming like a year-round
thing now. We never stop. We're kind of either constantly planning for the next event, or we've got fundraisers on, or we're doing, you know, film festival activities and different things. So
I have to say a big thank you from us and BCFM for our lovely award that we won. In case you weren't aware, Rose, we've now put the shelf up. You see, I got moaned at so much that we actually have the shelf now. Interestingly, the award's not on it yet.
Is there photos of it on the website?
There is. There's loads on all over Facebook, and you put tons up as well, haven't you? I'm really sorry I couldn't make it, which was a real shame because I so wanted to come. But I know that Ivan went and
Pat was there, and Sherry.
And it looked packed. It looked like it was an amazing event. Was it successful?
It was amazingly successful. Such a really good and fun event. You know, it comes after Pride, so we kind of have time to have a breather. But we had 161 people booked in, and quite a lot of businesses as well. So a few of our sponsors. So we have to go and do some stroking of egos, you know, in the nicest possible way, but also make sure everyone's just having a great time. But loads of members of the public, and we had some fantastic entertainment as well. So it was really, really good fun. If you missed out, then you make sure you get your ticket early next year because it always sells out.
Yeah. But I mean, it's great. There seems to just be things going on throughout the year. And of course, we're going to talk to you about one that's coming up, aren't we? Because you've got fundraisers coming up. Before we get to that, are we allowed to ask about Pride next year?
You are, of course,
I'm assuming, are we back in amphitheatre again? Because it seems to be working quite well.
It's a great site. It's larger than what we had in Castle Park.
Although we still filled it.
Still could do with more space. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to be looking at where we could eke a little bit of extra space down there for next year. But, you know, as a site, it flows really well. It means we've got dedicated areas for family, for youth, for the cabaret stage, for the main stage. And it's not like how it was before where everything, if it got busy, everything just, you know, merged into one and it was just a massive thing of you can't move around. The amphitheatre is a great location.
The feedback's been quite good,
yeah, really good feedback down there. I mean, we could definitely do with some more shade, and we're going to be working on that.
It's not the easiest thing. I suppose it depends on how windy it is,
exactly,
isn't it?
Year one
it was really windy. I remember our marquee going all over the place.
We had loads of sunshades booked in for this year, but they couldn't cope with the wind, so you know, we're going to have to look at some proper static alternatives that are going to
face up to the conditions down there. But,
cool. So I presume it's all go and you're already planning stuff.
Yeah, and actually really nicely, the council very early have given us the green light for our date, which usually doesn't come for a good couple of months.
Ooh.
So,
right.
But, you know, we went in there early with our date and they've confirmed it already.
Can you tell us?
Oh, yeah. So that's already out there in the public domain.
Oh,
so,
yes.
14th of July. Marvelous. Saturday the 14th of July will be our main big Saturday event. And then obviously Pride is more than a day, so there'll be lots of activities running.
It used to be a week. It's more like two before now, a bit after.
Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be going from, you know, the 6th, but actually probably will be earlier. So yeah, kind of basically just block out the whole first 2 weeks of July.
I mean, I remember when it first started, did you ever think it would get to be the size it is?
Because, you know, it's amazing to think back of, you know, where it's come from to where it is now. And, you know, this year we were really up against it with London Pride because they, unfortunately, moved to the same day as us this year.
Do we know about next year? There was no impact at all.
No. And we didn't see any, you know, any drop in numbers at all. In fact, if anything, we were busier than ever this year. So I think it's an amazing credit to everyone involved in our team, but also who gets involved in putting on the events, volunteers, just comes to the event. How amazing.
I think a lot of people forget because, you know, unlike some of the other, I won't name them because it would be unfair, but there are a lot of events that happen in that area and around that area and the like. And a lot of them are actually paid for gigs that you pay for tickets and the people that organise them get paid. Yep. Of course, none of you get paid at all, do you?
And you know, those events are really struggling. So, you know, it's kind of, it's amazing. And that's down to the support that we get from the community. We couldn't do it without them. So, yes. And to answer your question, we already know that London Pride have moved back to their normal weekend.
Oh, have they?
Okay.
So they won't be on the same day as us next year, which is great.
Cool. Although the problem is there's so many, you can never quite tell until you get close to the time, I suppose. Yeah. You just have to pick the day to try.
127 prides in the UK now, yes.
Jeez. Yeah. Wow. So are you allowed to give us any spoilers? I'm guessing it's a bit early to be confirming things yet, but do we know?
You know, we're already in talks with artists and stuff like that, so, you know, there's some that I was hoping to announce that we couldn't do because we haven't crossed the T's on the contracts yet, but we have, I am able to say, we've booked Kelly Lorena from Entrance and her own solo hits as well, so she'll be performing with us. And
I used to listen to Entrance when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
but my favourite group.
She's just really, she's really good fun and a great performer, and will bring a lot of energy to the stage. So we're really excited to have her, and Kelly Wilde as well is going to be making a return. It's been a good couple of years since we've had her, so she's coming back, and she'll be on the BBC on a new show coming up quite soon.
Amazing. Yeah. So I'm hoping you get Jadelle back one day because I thought she was fantastic this year.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, when you talk to her off the stage, she sounds exactly the same as Jadelle as well off stage. It was quite fascinating. Yeah. So what's happening between now?
Yeah,
then? You've got a big fundraiser coming up.
I'm here to plug our fundraiser, which is coming up on the 8th of December.
Right.
It's a Friday. It's at the Queen Shilling. Doors are opening early, so we'll be kind of there from 8 p.m. Because what we're doing is putting on a whole full show with the amazing Charlie Hides from the recent season of RuPaul's Drag Race, but also just a veteran, amazing performer from our UK drag scene. And she's going to be coming down to do her 12 Divas of Christmas. So, if anyone knows Charlie Hides, or if you don't, she does loads of impersonations of famous artists. So, some Lady Gaga, Cher, you know, Liza Minnelli's a good one as well. So, I think a lot of people were disappointed that she didn't make it to the Snatch Game on RuPaul, because she was able to bring out all these characters and she does them wonderfully. So she'll be coming down and doing her 12 Divas show, which is going to be incredible. So we're really excited to bring Charlie back to Bristol because she performed at Pride this year and went down a real storm. So we managed to get her back for a special Christmas show. And she'll be joined on the night by the Virgin Extravaganza.
That being a stage name, I presume.
Well, I don't know. It might be the real name as well. But, you know, an amazing act from London, usually performing at places like the RVT, the Working Men's Social, and loads of other places around in London. But kind of a parody song writer and singer, lots of comedy patter in there as well, and it's visually stunning. If you kind of go on to our Facebook page, we'll see an image, but you know think the Virgin Mary but with a mustache. That's great. So that's great. And We'll also then have Don't Tell Your Mother DJing as well.
Amazing.
It might be the first time they've been in the Queen Chilling. So it's great to be able to get them on board. So they'll be DJing after the show. So that's why we're opening a little bit early, so people can come and have the whole show. And then we are still doing an evening of dancing for those that want that as well.
So. Amazing. So is it ticketed or can you just turn up?
Yeah. So at the moment we're offering early bird tickets at £15. And we're also offering meet and greet photo tickets. So you can have, we've only got 50 of those to actually sell. Quite a lot of them have gone already. So, £30 for those, and then it'll be more on the doors. So we're just trying to encourage people to book in advance. But yeah, you know, and all the money is going to fundraise for Pride next year. We don't actually do that many big fundraisers anymore because, you know, we don't want to be constantly asking the same people in the community for money. But this is a big fundraiser for us, so we're trying to encourage as many people as possible to come to it, come
and support it as well.
And yeah, just enjoy a really good act. Yeah,
so. And it's lovely. It's in the Shilling as well because they're a huge supporter of Pride, the Shilling, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, they do a great job, not just for Pride, but for all the community groups in Bristol. You know, they're a great venue to support all of us. So,
age-old question. I'm assuming all the info is on your website, isn't it?
So you can find us on Facebook, which is just the Bristol Pride Facebook or /BrizPride, on our Twitter, which is @BristolPride, and on our website, which is bristolpride.co.uk.
Marvellous, cool. Well, it's lovely to catch up with you again. I'm sure we will see each other a fair bit because I don't know if you've been invited, but it's our Christmas party here soon. You must come to.
Oh, I think I did get an invite. Love a mince pie, me. Any excuse for mince pie.
And of course, I'm sure we will catch up with you again many times before we actually get round to Pride.
Definitely. So. And I think, I guess, it's just a call out really for the community. If people want to volunteer, get involved, or have got ideas, then just get in touch and you can do that via the website as well.
Cool. Fab. Cool. Okay. Well, stay with us. News coming up next. You're listening to Shout Out. We're back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's George Ezra and Blame It On Me. We're doing really well with this today, aren't we? I put the microphone up and everyone coughs.
Sorry.
Everyone's got a cough. That's clearing my throat.
So. No comment on George Ezra.
Yeah. So, you know, that night for Price sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does actually.
I missed out.
I wasn't sure that the Queen Shilling, I mean, how big is it? Can they get...
Huge.
Oh, it's huge.
Was it? I don't know. I mean, I've been in there, but I didn't realise it was enormous.
And he does loads. And Paul, the guy that owns it, he's amazing when you want to stage something. Making a staging thing. He did it when we did a Cue the Voice all those years
I remember
ago.
when we had a do there and they had a stage and a... So, you know, when we... I think
it was
BCFM,
our birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
It was
Shout-Out's
fifth birthday.
It'll
be our eighth next year.
Well, I'm feeling old.
Fly.
8 years old.
8 years.
Anyway, the boys are in, so shall we get some news headlines?
Of course.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 23rd of November.
A national furore has erupted following the news that Avon and Somerset Police will be implementing the use of spit and bite guards from January, although not over the implementation itself. HIV organisations and those living with HIV have been up in arms over the language used in a recent press release. The rhetoric used implied that HIV could be passed on to officers via saliva. This is, of course, untrue, as currently there are more than 36 million people around the world living with HIV, and not one of them has contracted it via saliva, blood tainted or otherwise. Although the force issued an apology, it has only just adjusted the information in its press releases on the matter after a gap of 7 days. I spoke to Avon and Somerset Police and Crime Commissioner Sumout Stevens and asked her whether she accepted that HIV cannot be passed on via saliva.
Certainly, as far as I know, and I'm not a medic, that you can't be infected by spit. The constabulary have unreservedly apologised, and they're in fact up here, up at Eastern Community Centre today. The Assistant Chief Constable is here talking to Brigstow, as I will be later on. There has been an absolute apology. I think that...
That apology, they say, isn't good enough. They want to see that information retracted and taken down. It's still up there a week later.
Well, I think, you know, Brigstow is meeting with the Assistant Chief Constable later on this afternoon, and that will be worked out between them. But as far as I'm concerned, that none of us want to be spat at, and I think it's absolutely right, though, that the constabulary have apologised.
They've got to get the facts right?
They have got to get the facts right, and they have apologised.
And we understand that as of today, that misinformation regarding HIV transmission has now been taken down.
Men and boys' health outcomes still trail behind women's, and this has led to the development of the Movember Challenge initiative. Bristol 247 says that a group of intrepid local young men are to row across the Atlantic Ocean during the stormy month of December, and that they aim to raise £100,000 for health charities that deal with men's issues, including prostate cancer and, crucially, mental health. The quartet are being supported by people of all genders and sexualities, and you can find out more about them by visiting the Bristol 247 web page.
Trade unions can help you if you've been subject to transphobic or anti-gay abuse online. That's the message this month from ACTIVE, the magazine for branches of the Public Services Union Unison, which has a strong LGBTI caucus. ACTIVE relates a story where one of its lesbian shop stewards was barraged with a host of anti-gay and anti-feminist abuse when she appeared on an edition of BBC One's Question Time programme and went head-to-head with a representative of the UK Independence Party. Both the BBC and the trade union provided great support to her after the abuse and helped her report illegal hate speech to the authorities.
Pink News says that a man who says he would jail all gay and trans people and who is a candidate for the US Senate stands accused of sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl back in 1979. 70-year-old Roy Moore is described as one of the most anti-gay candidates in recent US history. In Alabama, where the alleged offence took place, the sentence for such abuse is just a year prison.
The Guardian reports on the celebration scene in New Delhi for the LGBT Pride. Even though homosexuality still remains illegal in India, several thousand people took part in the march. And if you visit our website, you can view the pictures via a link to The Guardian.
The Humanist Association, now called Humanists UK, says that an Oxford-based maths teacher has been suspended from a state-financed school for making derogatory remarks against a transgender pupil and using his lessons to try and recruit followers for his religion. Mr. Joshua Sutcliffe is trying to fight the suspension with aid from the strongly anti-gay Christian Legal Centre. Now, Rachel Taggart-Ryan for Humanist UK said, "Lobby groups have seized upon this case, selectively reporting the facts in order to further the false narrative that Christians are the victim of widespread discrimination and persecution. This is simply not the case."
Channel Yesterday, which broadcasts on many digital platforms, has been looking at the story of Alan Turing, whose work as a codebreaker helped the Allies win the war and saved millions of lives. This week, the series considered Alan's terrible treatment by a homophobic establishment and the effects on his mind and body of the chemical castration he was forced to endure. The programme revealed that Turing's amazing intellect had suffered, something that will apparently happen to any man who's deprived of testosterone.
And finally, Josh Rivers, the first BME editor of Gay Times magazine, has himself become headlines on gay news wires after he was suspended for making a string of anti-Semitic, homophobic, fat-shaming and anti-disabled tweets between 2012 and 2015. Mr. Rivers has issued an apology for the material, which he says does not represent his views now. Activist Peter Tatchell, who has written for Gay Times magazine in the past, said that he hoped that Mr. Rivers was genuine in having moved on. And in an update, Gay Star News has added that the publishers of Gay Times have now dismissed Mr. Rivers and added that he will not be coming back to the magazine.
For these news stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Ivan Jackson.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
I'm out there outside ready to.
And that's 21 Pilots and Heathens.
A rather curious title.
Yeah, well, it was from Suicide Squad, wasn't it? The film, which is Marvel. Is it Marvel or the other one? I forget.
Sounds cheery.
It's nice. It's good. It's fun. It's all superhero stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So. Anyway, well, I don't quite know where to start. Polly's back again. Hello.
Hello. How are you? I'm good. So
come from miles away, haven't you?
Meters. Whole meters.
But in case you don't know, Brigstow is based here in the Eastern Community Centre with us, which is why we're laughing. But it's been we do want to talk to you about World AIDS Day and the like, but of course I can't not talk to you about the most recent development, which has been this whole issue with Avon Somerset Police and all the spit hoods and the like. But it sounds like, from what we just heard in the news, we kind of had a result.
Yeah, we have had a result in some sense. So they have taken down any reference to HIV from any of their publicity about spit guards, which is great.
Because this is what it was, because they're introducing spit guards, which nobody's disputing is a good thing. Yep. You know, I mean, I wouldn't like to be a police officer and have someone spit in my face. I didn't know what they looked like, and I've Googled them. They don't look quite... I was imagining, like, plastic bag.
There are lots of different types.
Quite light and transparent and the like, and they don't stop you breathing or anything. They just catch anything that you spit. But the big issue was that when they initially said that they were doing it, it was to prevent officers from contracting things like HIV and hepatitis, hep C, and all those kind of things, which, as we know,
can't happen. It's impossible.
No one's
never
ever
been a
caught
case.
It. Even with blood taint, even if you were like bleeding in the mouth and you spat, it just couldn't happen.
It doesn't happen. No. It's impossible.
I remember the first tweet I saw was our very own Ivan going, "That's not right."
Yes, it was. I was infuriated actually when I read it, and of course, it's gone viral. It's hit the national press now. Polly and I were on the telly last night talking about it. How inflammatory the whole thing was, and actually, really sort of sweeping away decades of really hard work from HIV charities and organisations who've worked really hard to educate people about transmission vectors, the way HIV is transmitted, and you know how you can avoid getting HIV and getting tested and all that kind of thing. And this one statement from Avon and Somerset Police just absolutely ruined everything, and of course reignited stigma against HIV, and particularly at this time of year, Polly, as well.
Yeah, particularly at this time of year. I think I'd echo all of what you say. You know, a statement like that, you're steps away from people not sharing cups with people living with HIV again. And that's, you know, that is 80s.
That's interesting as well that they said hep C as well. I mean, I have a close relative who has hep C, which he got as a result of getting tainted blood in the 80s, okay?
By transfusion, we're talking.
By total transfusion. So you're talking pints and pints and pints of blood. It's not... I mean, the very thought that that could be through saliva is ridiculous, isn't it?
You can't. I mean, if you're in the same room with someone with HIV, there's nothing that they can do short of actually, like, swapping blood with you that's actually going to cause an issue, is it?
And even if they did... if people are on effective treatment, they cannot pass on this virus.
No. Last time we had you on the show, that was one of the things we were talking about, was the fact that if you are in a relationship or having sexual intercourse with someone who is HIV and is on medication, you cannot catch HIV from them. So to turn around and then say that you can catch it from spit just seems quite far-fetched, if I'm 100% honest.
It is far-fetched.
You've spoke to them, haven't you, now? What was their reaction?
So we had a meeting with Avon and Somerset Police today and Sue Mount-Stevens, which was, I think, on the whole, quite positive. They are looking at working with us, training their officers about HIV, about transmission, becoming more HIV aware so they can support victims who may be, you know, wanting their services, or indeed criminals who might be HIV positive and treating them in a fair way. So we think that's great. That's a really, really good thing. And hopefully that can be rolled out to lots and lots of staff and have a really good impact. We're still working on the apology for the misinformation.
It has now come down, though, hasn't it?
It has now come down, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
There's been an apology for upsetting people or causing stigma, but not an apology for the actual misinformation itself.
Yeah, and that information has gone out to 30,000 plus people. So in an ideal world, we would still get an apology from the police for that. And the correct information publicised on their media and website, I think, is key.
The ironic thing here, I'm sorry, I'm nicking your line with this, because you mentioned this before we went on it, but the police aren't immune. They have people themselves in their own force who are HIV positive.
Of course.
It must have been quite, you know... taken aback by seeing it.
Well,
themselves.
You can imagine if you're a police officer and your organisation suddenly put out this misinformation, they must, and of course because of the stigma involved as well, and possibly none of their colleagues know about their status as well, and of course they can't comment because they're worried about what their work environment's going to be like.
But the main positive thing is that they have now apologised, and they've actually come and spoken to you as an HIV charity. So it sounds like they are sorry for what happened and the misinformation, and you're going to work with them.
We are and we're hoping for it sounded at least today like there could be scope for having a long-term relationship with them in training and things, and I think the positive impact we can make there is great, so I welcome that.
That's good that something positive's come out of
it.
Now the other thing that we were going to talk about, of course, the whole reason why this is probably the worst time this could have happened is because we're right on the cusp of World AIDS Day, aren't we?
So World AIDS Day is on the 1st of December. It's the 29th World AIDS Day this year. And Brixtow have this year partnered with other organisations, PRISM, Freedom Youth, Terence Higgins Trust, businesses like the Bear Bar, Bristol Pride, who I know you were speaking to earlier, to put on a programme of events. So that started on the 17th of November.
There's leaflets everywhere. And they're absolutely filled with information. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're quite proud of them. Volunteer designed them too. Yeah, they're pretty cool. So the programme goes right the way up to the 2nd of December. Lots of different types of events. There's PRISM are hosting an event on Chemsex next Tuesday. We've got an event with Bristol University in the afternoon of the 1st of December before the public World AIDS Day vigil, which will start at College Green. And then it's all rounded off on the 2nd of December by Horseplay and Don't Tell Your Mother putting on a really big party at Loco Club, raising funds for us.
Amazing. Amazing. It is really important at the moment because there is still no cure for vaccine for HIV, and while we know that it's not something that's in this country anyway, it does affect the whole world, doesn't it?
It affects the whole world. Yeah, there are over 36 million people living with HIV worldwide.
Wow.
At the moment. Just over half of those, or under half of those, haven't got access to treatment. So there's still a lot of work to be done in getting anyone living with HIV on treatment. In the UK, there's still a lot of work to be done, as we've just talked about, in raising HIV awareness, combating stigma. So I'd encourage anyone to come to any of our events. There'll be tons of information at each of them. Most of them have testimonies from positive people, which I also think is really important. So, get involved.
It's one of the other big issues, especially here, though, is the stigma, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have friends who are HIV, and of course, because doing shout-out, I kind of know about it. I've never really had that, but as someone who works out there, is it still really bad? Is it getting better? Is it?
I think in some communities, in some ways, it's getting better. But there are still, fairly shocking statistics, like 20% of HIV positive people in the UK have had thoughts of suicide directly related to their HIV status. And I think that we could infer that that is because of stigma. There's a lot of work we need to do as society to make sure that those feelings, aren't present in people that have HIV.
And it's important to highlight abuse that goes on online as well, within the dating environment as well. There's a lot of abuse that goes on there where people quite openly will display and let people know what their status is. And as a result, they sometimes get really, really horrible communication from unknown individuals, keyboard warriors, so to speak. And that can be really...
I've not heard that phrase really before. Keyboard warriors.
Yeah, really, really nasty experiences with online dating as well. So that kind of stigma is there with that as well.
Yeah.
As an organisation, Polly, has the Brixtow project has it sort of changed emphasis at all over the years? Since you've been involved, say I know you've been involved for a couple of years.
Five years for me. We have. I think HIV as an illness and the treatments move. There's developments all the time. Mm. So from when we were founded in 1995. We now see everybody in the UK accessing really highly effective treatment. And our services have had to develop to meet the changing needs of people living with HIV. Currently, we do much more work around campaigning and education than we've ever done before.
Right.
Because we think that is where the kind of, how do I put it, systemic benefit will come.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just sort of wondering, you know, as it, because obviously, when was the first World's AIDS Day? Was it
1987.
Oh, 87. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what your leaflet says, 87.
Well, my leaflet
is wrong.
Oh, no, I tell a lie. They got together in 87. The first one was in 88. Yeah. Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You are in 87 somewhere.
And how, so, how
I didn't realise it'd been going that long, to be fair.
Yeah. I remember going to something when I was really young when it first started, actually. It was something in London. It was a fashion show.
You still
and
are young, my love.
Yes, I know. I was really young. But, I mean, what, you know... I mean, it sounds like a really crazy question in a way, but what are the benefits of having a day that is dedicated, you know, to what that is we call World AIDS Day?
I think that it raises awareness within communities and groups that might not come across HIV every day.
Which is ironic, because every community comes across HIV.
It is ironic. People don't know. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, really.
There's still a lot of silence around it. And I think if there is a day where we can come together and collaborate and make a lot of noise and visual noise as well, you know, with this red ribbon, then it can only serve good, really. Mm, yeah, indeed. It's a big reminder.
So, well, if you are out and about and you see those red ribbons, do put your pound or two in the thing and buy one, because it all goes to ten or what, but whatever you can afford. So. But listen, thank you so much for updating us on everything that's
thank
been going on. I wish it hadn't happened, because you know it's annoying that we have these little blips happen. But at least they're listening. That's the main thing. And we did hear Sue Mount Stevens apologise earlier, which was very very good.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Best of are you running any of the stuff over the World AIDS Day?
Am I? Yeah, my calendar is chocker basically until the 2nd of December, but all good stuff. Oh. So you'll see me at most of them.
Cool.
Hope to see some of you guys there too.
Cool. I won't list them because there are so many of them, but what we will do is we'll make sure we put them up on our events on our website. So, and as always, your website is
brigstow.org, www.brigstow.org.
There you go. That's what happens when you put someone on the spot. That's marvellous. Anyway, you're listening to Shoutout. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shoutout Podcast.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
Hello, stranger.
Hello. Have you missed me? Of course you have.
No.
Of course you have. everyone has.
No.
We all miss you.
Who are you? Rose, you wish you could be me, please.
I must say, your hair's looking rather wonderful this evening.
Oh, why, thank you. It's rather turquoise, isn't it?
I think it's chartreuse, actually, is the colour. Yeah. So chartreuse.
Nice. I went to see my parents last week, and they're like, oh, we didn't realise it was that green. I was like, we only saw the front of you. I was like, yes, of course, and I'm going to turn around. But they're like, yeah, we only saw the front of you, so we didn't realise it was like that. I was like, well, there's nothing I can do now, is it? It's on my head. So they're like, we're just going to have to accept it.
I think it looks great.
Amazing.
It's not dyed though. It's like installed already, so it's already pre-dyed. So, and I told them that I'm going to go blue next, and they're like, don't give us a heart attack. So, you know.
Could you just like do the whole gay rainbow and be done with it?
I am going to next year for Pride. I'm also thinking of having like a Bowie rainbow slash across my face, kind of, you know, the lightning bolt.
I don't think we got your photo up on our website yet, but we'll have to take some stickable
photos. Oh, yeah.
Bit rude. How come?
A mugshot.
Like, yeah, I'm like the prettiest one here, so why wouldn't you have my face up on there?
Your face was on when you were doing the Black History Month. You were up with Andy on the
you've been twitted.
Yeah,
so you can see it there.
Is you've that how the older generation is saying
you were Twitter pated.
You were tweeted.
It's tweeted, yeah.
Twittered. You were twittered.
You Snapchat, don't you?
Yeah, I Snapchat and Facebook. That's
somebody asked me the other day when I wrote that tweet. Don't forget, you've been Twitterpated. Can you remember the real meaning of that? Can you remember the movie?
Cross between constipated and something else, isn't it?
Sort of. Yeah. In the gay world, that would be.
Yeah.
It's from Bambi.
Is it?
Yes. Twitterpated. When Bambi and the little baby skunk were Twitterpated, as they come up through and the hormones started kicking in, they were going through puberty.
Which
and
version they become, of Bambi did you want?
And they
are
become,
you making this up?
You are making it
and
up.
I have never seen this kind of Bambi before.
They became Twitterpated.
It's nothing like the Minions, is it?
Literally, you learn something new every day, apparently.
Wow. So
that's the older generation for you.
Yeah, no, it
it's
is.
It's when
clearly.
You get attracted.
I way past
say,
mine.
Won't say you're attracted to the opposite sex, because that'd be the wrong thing to say in this room.
You're telling me that a deer and a skunk were attracted to each other?
No, but to another skunk.
Oh, this is really going places it shouldn't.
I don't know.
I thought you weren't doing today's show.
I was trying to stay out, but somebody dragged me in front of a microphone.
No one really dragged you to like say about Bambi, though.
I've got the scuff marks.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Oh, she has as well. Believe me. Yeah. Take it from me.
Anyway, that's it for the show today. But do catch up again on the various listening in services, including our very own BCFMs.
Or download a podcast or two from our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
As always, we'll be back same time next week. But from myself and the rest of the team, and of course the dashing, wonderful Lara, say bye-bye, everyone.
Beautiful
bye.
Lara.
Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.